Ladies and gentlemen, welcome out to another installment of It Figures. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Scotty Cash.
What's going on, guys? How's everybody doing on this fine Wednesday at the end of August? Ugh, it's almost fall.
Yep. And you know how I know that? I have another cold.
You have another cold.
Every time the weather changes, I get a cold.
My wife's kind of sick right now, so hopefully I don't get sick. You're sick, she's sick. I'm probably going to get sick.
I think mine's more sinuses.
But I don't want to get sick. All the kids have gone back to school.
Yep.
I was driving to work yesterday and saw all the school buses out, and I was just like, wow, I can't believe it's that time of the year already.
Yeah.
It's a lot different when you're not in school anymore. You know what I mean? Well, it's like, I don't know. I just remember always dreading the end of the summer. Like, I don't want to go back to school.
Yeah.
And,
I was the opposite.
Really?
I was real excited to go back to school. And then, like, you know, like a month in, I was just like, I can't wait for summer.
I miss summer.
My 10-year anniversary is this year.
Wow. Yeah. That means mine's next year.
Yep.
We've been out of school for that long.
Yeah. And that's sad.
We're getting old.
I'm just going to start going to proms and stuff again.
I know somebody that does that.
Yeah, I'm bringing my childhood back. I already collect toys. Why not? Billy Madison all over.
Yeah.
Real life Billy Madison.
Are you going to your 10-year reunion?
I don't think I am.
No?
I think all the people that I want to see, I see.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing, too. Like, I have no real reason to go to my 10-year reunion because, like, well, I see you and Jaren, yeah. Our friend Jaren. That's about all I really need to see from high school, you know? I don't really have a whole lot of friends, and, like, nobody that I saw after high school that I need to go back to see, you know what I mean?
If I was, if I was still skinny like I was, I'd definitely go back. But I'm not anymore.
Maybe I just need to work out real hardcore for the next year just so I can go back and take my shirt off and be like, what's up, everybody? Just start flexing all over the place.
Prom King is. And then they say,
yeah. So you're like, no, it's not Pixel Dan.
Pixel Dan in the house.
Prom King, where Yin King
Maybe they'll
is.
All just start clapping and cheering. They're like, you're so famous now.
We love him in classics.
We all love He-Man too.
We're
the whole
phenomenal.
School. That would be the craziest 10-year reunion ever. Let's just make our own reunion.
We actually been talking about that. We're gonna do a prom.
We're gonna do a prom.
Yeah, yep. I think the girls are gonna start planning it pretty quick.
The girls are.
Yeah.
What girls?
I think it was Kim's idea or my wife Michelle's idea.
Your wife.
So I was like, that means I gotta dig up my class ring. You can order on your neck. But they're like,
we'll get dresses and stuff.
And I was like, I'm not doing that. So I might be forced
to. Wow.
You guys
going
to come to our prom?
You guys should all come to our prom. I want to know how many listeners are out there are actually still in school. How do you guys feel right now? I bet there's a lot of people on our boards that actually are still
in school. They're probably mad now because you just brought it up again.
We don't want to be at school. I wouldn't want to be at school either. Because you guys probably don't get to hang out on our message boards so often because you're in class. Now, we got a lot of guys on there that are around our age, too, though, so. I bet they're
not. It doesn't matter.
No.
They're still our fans.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't care how old they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I've been, you know, just toy news has been kind of at that point again where it's like, you know, San Diego Comic-Con's over, so we don't really have a lot of new stuff to talk about because we already talked about it a month ago.
Right.
But then, like, I kind of noticed, I saw it online today. And ran into it at the store the other day. Have you seen these yet?
Yes, when you just showed them to me.
Jurassic Park toys are back.
For no good reason.
It's just so random. So random. Jurassic Park toys are back, and they're Toys R Us exclusives. And I have no idea why. I don't really get it, you know? It's, Hasbro must have just sat down in the office and said, you know what we should do? We should bring those Jurassic Park toys from the 90s back in stores
for
no reason.
And we'll throw different colors on them that aren't even like real dinosaurs.
Yeah, we'll just paint them really wildly colored, but use pretty much the exact same sculpts, which I'm pretty positive they are. They look like it.
Yeah, they are. Like, you, Fred, you might have an idea here. What do you mean with these crazy colors? Well, let's put like neon blue on the Velociraptor. I like that.
Fred must have been the same Fred that painted Skeletor with like the orange face and the.
Duh.
He was just like Skeletor. He just came. Yeah, he came up to the boss of Mattel and said, "I got this great idea. Look at these dinosaurs!" And they said, "Done. Toys R Us.
This neon blue. I love this.
Toys R Us exclusives." But man, that's so weird because I know that they have talked about a Jurassic Park 4, or like they've said they're going to do a Jurassic Park 4, but it's one of those things where they're like, we're going to do that movie, and then you just haven't heard anything since they said that. So it's not like it's coming out like this Christmas or next summer or anything. Nope, there's just Jurassic Park toys in Toys R Us for no good reason right now.
They're like, that new Halloween comes out pretty quick. Let's make Jurassic Park toys.
That must be it. That must be it.
That's why I would do it.
But, like, the sculpts look pretty much the same, and if they're not the same, then they're just very retro-looking, because, like, the humans that come with it, like, look like 90s-era
we'll have to look that up.
Action figures. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to look into it more. They even have the JP mark on them, though. Yeah. Like the little, like, remember those commercials?
Yep.
Look for the JP mark. Yeah. It's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. The JP mark is on them, so we know they're official Jurassic Park.
You should
toys.
Get JP mark tattoo.
I should get that.
It's happening.
Tattooed on, like, my arm or something.
No, it's got to be, like, your leg.
My leg.
Like, the side of your leg.
Like on my thigh. Like, yeah, the side of my thigh.
It's happening.
And then a tattoo on my stomach of battle damage with my ribs exposed.
You should. That's how battle damage pixel.
Battle damage pixel dance.
I love it.
That's a good idea.
That's a variant. I want it.
I wonder how much those Jurassic Park toys cost.
Who knows these days?
I haven't actually even looked up the prices or anything yet, but... Like, it's funny because part of me is going, those were out when you were younger. You want to buy them, Dan.
Yeah.
You want to buy those. But then the other part of me is going, what would I honestly do with Jurassic Park toys?
And then your friend Scott's going, don't buy those. What are you thinking?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't need them. They would not fit in with any of my collection.
You don't have room for them.
Maybe we can just buy them for a video.
Let's do it.
We can do it for the site, right?
Yeah.
You guys want to see Jurassic Park toys reviewed, right? The new ones? Maybe we can... Do you have some of your old ones still?
Ooh.
We can compare them with the old ones.
Yeah, just the different colors. See, actually, we could probably look up, we could just get my old ones and just repaint them. Like,
just repaint them.
We don't have to buy them.
We could do that too.
Techno-raptor.
And we'll make a video. Techno Raptor, Disco Raptor. The Dilophosaurus was the
that most, was pretty cool.
It was real colorful though. He had like blue fan on his head or something.
I liked it.
It was neat looking.
Yeah.
It's but no, you're right about those colors,
it's
though.
It's no Techno-Skeletor, but it's pretty cool.
Techno-Skeletor. Well, they come in different, like, there's little two-packs that's got, like, two little guys. And then there's, like, the packs that come with one human and one little guy. And then there was the bigger ones, which were, like, the ones where you squeeze the legs and they roar and make the noises. I totally remember having a Velociraptor that did that exact same thing.
The brown guy.
He was, like, brown instead of, like, blue or whatever he is now.
Orange.
Weird colors.
I remember getting those from, I went to Osco Drug inside the mall.
Yeah.
And they had a giant cart of those things for like a buck a piece. And I was like, well, I need to get these back in like when I was like, 12, 13, 14, whatever I was. But yeah, I had like 6, 7, 8 of those things.
Why wouldn't you when they're that cheap?
They're like a buck a piece.
You know what that totally reminds me of? So now we're going to talk about it. When KB Toy Stores was still open.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember going to the mall around that same age, and I was 12, 13, 14, 15, I don't know, somewhere in, like, my early teens. KB Toy Store used to always have those big bins at the front of the store, just full of toys that were all, like, $3 for $10, and they had, like, the 90s X-Men figures in there.
Sure.
They had, like, those
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man toys,
guys.
Skeleton Warriors, Earthworm Jim, Ninja Turtles were in there. I remember that because I remember
RoboCop.
I remember going in there and seeing those and thinking it was the coolest thing ever. And I bought all four original Ninja Turtles again because I think at that point I didn't have the ones from when I was a kid anymore. And I was just like, I gotta have these.
It was pretty much anything that was released that didn't do so well that KB was already overpriced anyway.
Yeah,
threw in that basket.
They just threw in that bin.
Sell.
They were all kind of like weird reissues though. Like remember those X-Men figures had like a different package than like the old ones. Like they were like
Series 2.
Yeah, they were like Hall of Fame or something like that. Remember? And they all had the same card back with the different guys on, and they just had a whole bunch of them. Because I actually still have one of the Iceman figures I bought out of that bin, because I liked Iceman.
Remember the little metal guys?
Oh, the little metal X-Men guys, the diecast
metal
that came in the little two packs.
Yep.
I absolutely had some of those. I had Wolverine and Sabretooth, I think. Those were cool. Man, I love the Toy Biz X-Men stuff from the 90s. Like, this was like pre-Marvel Legends when they were like really detailed and articulated. No, this was just like the X-Men cartoon was on TV.
It
was awesome. And those toys were like, oh my God, they were amazing. I just remember like I got my allowance like every Friday and just was like, all right, we gotta go to Toys R Us, so I can buy new X-Men every Friday.
$4.99, you had to.
Yep, it's got new X-Men every week. I still have my box of all of those because I couldn't get rid of those.
Me too.
I love those.
I still
things.
Have a giant Rubbermaid tub full of them.
Love those things.
And I had the.
Now I want to dig them out.
Let's go do it right.
We gotta
now.
Do a video on those now, just because I want to.
With our collections together, we have to have every single one.
We gotta have a lot. We need to put them together and see what we have.
I also had the, what was the X-Men's plane?
The Blackbird?
Blackbird. Is it Blackbird?
I thought it was... It's the Blackbird, right?
Something like that. Anyway, I got that guy, too.
I never did have that.
Yeah.
I always wanted a... Man, now I want to look these up real bad. I always wanted the Danger Room playsets. Do you remember those?
Yeah, I had one.
There was two.
Got it from Adventures for, like, dirt cheap.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there was one that was, like, a Wolverine one and a Cyclops one. And I used to beg my mom for those, and she'd just be like, you don't need those.
You know,
so I never got them.
Those are ridiculously pointless. Like,
because they're just tiny little
things, right?
It's like
a Danger Room
thing,
yeah. It's a little bit bigger than the figures, but, like, there's something on the back where, like, turns, you know, and you're supposed to, like, fight it off Wolverine. You know, something like that, you know.
I want them now. I'm going to look them up.
I probably still have it.
Anybody got those? Send them to me. TNTSadmin@gmail.com. Hook me up with an email.
Are they supposed to mail it to my email address?
Yeah, whatever.
Bill Gates will give it to us.
Just put them in a box and write that new toy smell on it, put in the mail. The post office guys, they know what to do with
it. Here's an idea. You could put it in your backpack and just carry it around until you run into Pixel Dan
at a convention. It worked for that one guy.
Yeah, it sure did.
I want those Danger Room sets now.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Well, let's talk about some other new stuff coming out.
Okay. Like what?
The statue that we both want.
Oh, my gosh.
The Thundercats Lion-O $200 very detailed statue.
Anytime I see new Thundercat stuff, which doesn't happen very often, I get real excited.
It's
because,
very, very rare.
Yeah, aside from the toys from the 80s, which I still don't have very many of, you don't see Thundercat stuff very much anymore. And I love Thundercats.
Yep.
So, yeah, I want that statue. Even though I'm not a big statue collector, I want it. Yeah. Will I get it? Probably not for $200.
Nope. Matter of fact, I hate statues. You know that.
Yeah.
I hate busts. I hate all that stuff. Maybe like two times in my whole life where I'm like, I'd like to own that statue. One's like the Doomsday Superman fight statue, which is like $250. And then the second one is the Lion-O statue, but
yeah,
never will I pay $200 for that.
Are they doing more than just Lion-O?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're doing the whole team, right?
Yep.
At $200 a pop?
Yep. See, when I first read the article in Toy Fair, I was under the impression it was going to be like, I don't know, like maybe $30 or $40, and it was, they were talking about, I don't even know how big that statue is.
Neither do I.
Is it supposed to be like 18 inches?
If it's $200, it's got to be decent sized.
At least 12 to 16.
You know what I wish they would do?
Give us one.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. If you guys want to send a Lion-O statue for us to review, me and Scott will fight over it, but you can send one to us.
Just mail that to the Bill Gates, too. He'll get it to us with the Danger Room.
With the Danger Room playsets. No, what they should have done, or what I would like to see, are like the Masters of the Universe Stactions. What if they made Thundercats like that, charged $20 a piece, they were just the 6-inch non-posable mini statues?
I'd much rather them make Thundercat classics. Like,
oh my god, you have no idea.
That would be sweet.
Like Mattel keeps saying that they're trying to get a hold of that license. If they ever get a hold of that license, I am going to be so happy. Because if they make Thundercats figures that are in the scale and style of the new Masters of the Universe stuff, they would be perfect. They would be absolutely perfect. And I would just be so happy.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, my God.
Aren't they also releasing Battle Beasts?
I need to figure out or get more information on it. But apparently, Diamond, or the guys at Art Asylum, the guys that do the Mini-Mates, apparently have picked up the rights to Battle Beasts.
I thought it was Mattel.
Mattel. It's Diamond.
Okay.
I don't know if there's really any details other than they got the license. So I don't know if that means they're going to do mini-mates that are Battle Beast characters, or if they're just going to start releasing brand new Battle Beasts, or what. Either way, I'm pretty intrigued.
Either way, sweet.
I'm intrigued. Because even mini-mates would be cool, because they're the right size and everything. And
be different.
It'd be kind of, it would be. And I love Battle Beasts.
I love mini-mates.
Yeah. Yeah, mini-mates are great. We actually have some of those reviews up on the site now, and I think our buddy Ito has got... doing one right now, so we should have another mini.
What's he doing tomorrow?
He's doing the Star Trek mini mates, I think.
I thought Doug just did this.
Or Doug did some Star Trek ones. What was Ito doing? Ito emailed me the other day and said he was doing a mini mates review, so I'll have to check with him.
Yeah.
But we all like the mini mates here quite a bit, I think. I used to have a bunch of the superhero ones, the Marvel ones.
Yeah, I had a couple.
Those were cool. And I actually just earlier this week I bought the Street Fighter ones.
Oh, did you?
Because I'm going to use them for an episode of From Pixels to Plastics. So I have the Street Fighter mini mates, which are awesome. I really like them.
I like it when they make like the Rocky ones that come in like a 4-pack. Those are sweet.
You
just get the whole set.
That's like the cool thing about those. Like, there are mini mates for just about anything you can think of.
I love
like
the posters.
Anything. Oh yeah.
Yeah, those are
awesome.
Are
cool. When they do the artwork, that's like like the style of the mini mate, but it's like
the Lord of the Rings mini mates is my favorite.
Yeah, the Lord of the Rings.
I'm not even like a Lord of the Rings mark. I just really super like. I think that was the first time I seen the mini mates poster, and I was like, I kind of want to have that.
Really cool. Yeah, yeah, those are great. Those are great. Actually, we need to get a hold of the Diamond guys.
Yeah. Who's slacking on that?
I tried to find it. Diamond, if you guys are listening, we really need your email address. The only email address on your website is a customer service, and they're not answering me. I don't know what's going on.
Well, maybe start calling because
we talked to those guys at ChicagoCon.
Oh, yeah, so, we're excited.
Yeah, so...
Same with Teddy Scares. I've called you guys now and emailed you guys, so if you're listening... Just call me back.
I like how we're using the podcast now to like.
Well, what if they are listening?
Talk to the like, company.
You know what? I meant to call that Scott guy back.
Hey, but we have gotten some stuff because I just put up the review today of the action figure display from the guys at Action Figure Displays, who are super great guys and we're real excited.
Super awesome.
Yeah, they were super excited to have us do the review. So if you guys haven't checked that out, make sure you head over to thatnewtoysmell.com. Those are really cool. Those displays. If you guys open your figures up and display them on shelves, you should probably get a couple of these because these will really just spruce things up and make it look a lot
fancier.
Especially
for your one of your two of your favorite guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the city scene you have, it would be perfect for like a Batman.
Yep,
that's what they actually show in the toy fair.
It is,
and they got like a football one that I would love to have for my Bo Jackson or one of my
football, baseball, basketball. There's a pro wrestling one.
Ooh.
There's like
I need about 60.
Yeah, dude, your Hogan's would look awesome on those. They actually
60 of
their website actually has a picture of Hogan standing on that one. So it's sweet. There's like an alley, a city, and there's a couple space ones which are perfect for Star Wars and Star Trek. And they got like about 15 new ones coming out in the next couple months that
Series
they're doing.
Two.
They're doing like a cartoon background and an anime background and a couple of forests and stuff like that, which would probably look good for like maybe He-Man stuff.
Where can we find these at, Pixel Van?
Actionfiguredisplays.com.
Say what?
You guys should definitely check those out because they are sweet. And I know I'm probably
need that alley set for the Turtles.
Because I actually got I really like the way the Turtles looked on the city one I've got, but
ooh,
the alley would look a lot cooler too. Like the NECA comic book Turtles look perfect on
that
display.
Would.
Oh, they are great. So that's probably how I'll end up displaying it.
You
but yeah,
buy me someday.
Those are great. Maybe I will.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah
I will.
Right.
those are really cool, really cool.
So what all we cover? What else new is coming out?
What else new? We got tons of reviews. We are like kicking out reviews like crazy. Tomorrow on the site, Scotty will have his review up of Scud, the disposable assassin from Shocker Toys. Those guys were nice enough to send that our way, and that's a really cool figure.
Hopefully we can start up a relationship with those guys.
Yeah,
that'd
so
be sweet.
Look for that review up tomorrow.
They got a lot of awesome stuff.
They do. Those indie spotlight figures
awesome.
Are sweet.
Every single one of them.
I'm really excited about the Tick coming out.
I want that Tick
so bad.
I'm buying that.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I wouldn't mind having
Absolutely.
A couple of the other ones. Like, I got to get the red and yellow Scud, just because Scud is awesome. But yeah, for the Tick.
Dick Tracy.
Sure.
I know you wanted
the
Dick
Tracy.
The Dick Tracy's
are like $35 a pop, though.
They're sweet, though.
I gotta have the color Dick Tracy, though. I got to.
That's the one I like, too.
Yeah. Because they made a black and white one with him in his trench coat and then him in his like a suit. But they're just
right.
They're awesome.
Right. Those are really cool. Yeah, Shocker Toys. Those guys are great. So I would definitely check those out, too, if you haven't.
They dare to make the toys and no one else will.
That's true. They do.
That's their logo.
Is that their logo?
Yeah.
Well, it's a very true logo.
You're like, dang, Scott, that was
awesome. That's good.
We need to write that down.
That's theirs.
What else? What other reviews we got? Duvall is actually working on a review. He's supposed to have it up at the end of the week on Fort Carrium, which is the Brave Star playset, which he's had in his collection for years. And just opened it up for the first time just so we can film it for a video. So it was real fun watching him put that together to see how excited he was getting when he was setting it up.
He has an open one.
No.
Oh,
this,
he got rid of that?
He said he had never seen the playset out of the box before.
Really?
When he was opening it up.
I swear he had an open one.
He told me he hadn't.
Maybe when I was watching the other review, it was a picture of
else's. It might have been. Because I was with him when he was setting it up to film it the other day. And
right.
He was
I've seen a little bit of it.
He said that he had never seen one out of the box before. He's always had a boxed one in his collection, and he decided to open it up to do the review.
Crazy.
So I'm pretty excited to see that review, because I know he was real... He was having fun with it. You know? Like, it's got, like, the safe blows up and stuff on it.
What?
Yeah, but I'll save it all for the review. I'll let Duvall talk about it. But it was cool.
Is it going to be detailed or is it going to be like his other one?
No, it's going to be like his detailed review.
I want a detailed one because he was like,
hey, this is Brave Star. Thanks.
Yeah. On his first one, I was because I was super excited and I was like, oh, this is going to be super long. And, you know, I want to see all this stuff. And it was like 3 seconds. It was like,
I'm Duvall. This is Brave Star. I love you. Bye.
I was like, whoa.
Well, Brave Star is like Duvall's favorite toy line.
Absolutely.
So I know he's got, like, I think he has everything, right? He has the entire series. Everything you could think of from the Brave Star line, Duvall has. Yeah. He went out of his way to, and some doubles, because he's got some in the package, some opened. He went out of his way to complete that series, because that is his favorite toy line. So that should be real cool to see that video. I'm excited about that.
You should buy the whole series.
I finally wrapped up my San Diego Comic-Con reviews. So this weekend, I'll have my review video up for the Wonder Twins 2-pack. And I will have my video up for the Soundwave, the 25th anniversary Soundwave, which is so awesome. So awesome. Can't wait till you guys see that.
My written Optimus Prime review should be up there.
That's right. Yep. You'll have a written review of the Transformers Revenge of the Fallen Optimus Prime.
We're
going to
need to make our front page bigger.
Yeah, we got a lot of reviews coming up, so make sure you guys are checking out the site daily, because sometimes we're putting 2 updates up a day right now.
More
we
than
have
that,
so.
It seems like. Like a couple days ago, I don't remember what review it was. It's like it's already gone.
Yeah.
Because Dirt's Daily, he puts up at least one of those a day.
Dirt puts up a review every day, and it's not always a toy review. So Dirt's Daily is always at VGLosers.com. But if he does a toy review, he also posts
it?
He also posts it on thatnewtoysmall.com. So,
we'll
start
poisting stuff.
Dirt has always got a video up every day on something, which is awesome. And then on top of that, we usually have either an episode of That New Toy Smell or one or two of our own reviews. So, yeah, things are really kicking right now. You guys should definitely be checking out both sites if you're not already on a regular basis. So, and then we just wrapped up the Hero Contest. We've announced our winners, and they should be getting their prize packages soon, which is going to lead right into another contest that we will be announcing next week. So make sure you guys stay tuned to that.
NewToySmart.com. Right,
don't tell them.
I'm going to tell them.
Don't tell them. It's
whatever,
a secret.
Whatever.
But it's another cool one. We got a whole bunch of stuff we're giving away. There's probably going to be more than 2 winners this time.
Right, I'm telling them. You ready?
Don't do it. Okay, don't do it. It's a secret. They got to come to the site, thatnewtoysmell.com. If you guys want to see what the next contest is and enter for a chance to win.
What I said was last time, remember you get to be in a movie.
You get to be in a movie.
What was it?
I don't remember what movie.
Oh, dang.
Probably something with Chuck Norris.
What? Chuck Norris?
Chuck Norris.
No, you actually get to be in X-Men 4.
X-Men 4.
This time. Or Batman 3. Revenge of
Joel Schumacher's X-Men 4. It'll be great.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be just like the Batman and Robin.
Batman
with X-Men.
3 is going to be called Revenge of the Pixel.
Oh, God. Revenge of the Pixel. Awesome. All right, well, ready to wrap things up? You got anything else?
I got nothing.
Nothing else? All right. Well, again, guys, make sure you check out our sister site at VGLosers.com. Dirt's Daily every day. He just reviewed Batman Arkham Asylum. Boy, is that an awesome game.
Oh, my God, is that game.
Such a good game.
So good.
So make sure you check out his review. Also, check out his weekly or bi-weekly podcast for professional wrestling for WWE. He reviews Raw and SmackDown. And make sure you check out Scotty Cash's other podcast, The Way In. Talking about
a podcast champion.
You are a podcast champion. That's if you guys are into UFC and the MMA, definitely check that out. And as always, visit us daily at thatnewtoysmell.com for toy reviews, podcasts, and much, much more. Until next time, guys, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Scotty Cash.
Take care, gang.
See you later, gang.